Blog Talk Radio.
So today's little workshop, little class, is about let's drop the story and begin living. Let's move from fear to freedom. We have all of these beliefs. What's interesting is that our belief systems are handed down to us, and we believe that these thoughts are our own. Interesting revelation, most of the thoughts and beliefs that run through your head all day long, every day, may have nothing to do with you. Maybe your beliefs are based on society in general. Family, friends, teachers that have passed these thoughts and ideas and beliefs down to you. And they're really based on their opinions and things that were passed on to them. But do you really know what you know? Taught you that belief? And when was the last time that you looked to see if it really supports you? It is only in present time that you can observe whether what you think and what you believe is true for you. Perhaps it is possible that you really do know what you think you don't know. I'm going to repeat that again. Perhaps it is possible you really do know what you think you don't know. And perhaps your beliefs are preventing you from knowing more. What if everything you believe isn't true? As the shift of consciousness accelerates and many wake up, there will be much confusion and disorientation going on. As the old patterns of consciousness fall away and new choices are made available. Building a conscious platform of well-being to allow yourself better choices and less engagement with the confusion is a necessary choice for the smooth transition into a higher level of consciousness for your own personal ascension and awarenesses. So how can we let go of the baggage and move into this higher state of awareness? What is one of the best or fastest ways to get rid of the resistance, the self-limiting beliefs, or other ways may be known as the baggage, of I'm not okay, I don't fit in, I'm not acceptable, all of these programs, all of this baggage? The answer lies where the question is asked. If we look within rather than searching outside of ourselves or needing something, the answer comes to us. It's important to manage your space and to really know who you are. One of the ways that we can do this is by checking in with ourselves. We've been so accustomed to looking outside of ourselves for the answers. And one of the keys is remembering who we are and that we have access to all of the knowledge and all of the wisdom that's for our individual highest good. And we do this by being curious and connecting with our own inner knowing. If we check in with ourselves, we have this internal compass. It may be known as your gut feeling. We start to find the clear, focused answers, and we begin to act from the wisdom of our soul. So how often have you had awarenesses and you discounted them? And I'll call it your rational mind, said, well, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make sense for me. You know, what are you talking about? And you discounted that gut feeling. Start paying attention when this happens, whether you listen to your inner awareness or you don't. You're learning every moment, every time, but you have to have the awareness that this is occurring. So, for example, I personally had a situation where I received an email from someone that I hadn't talked or heard from for quite a few years, and I chose to kind of disengage because they were always filled with drama, and I thought, well, my best use of time is really not getting involved or engaged in this. And then when the email came through, I started questioning that and thought, well, that's not really kind. You know, here I am, this spiritual being. I should be open to everyone. So I opened the email, and guess what happened? The email was really not even from them, and it ended up being this virus that took me a lot of time and effort to straighten out because they took over my actual Yahoo account. So pay attention. When your gut tells you something, listen to it because that's your inner wisdom working. And when you don't do it, pop that awareness like I did. After it happened, it was like, yep, I should have listened to myself, but I didn't. So when you have these awarenesses, be kind to yourself and say, okay, didn't catch it, didn't pay attention to that. I let my rational mind kind of override my feeling, which is an actual, it's a big gift. That inner intuition is our connection with the divine, okay? That's one of our gifts, so pay attention to that. The other important point in navigating this shift is to create new habits. New habits of, for example, maybe being happy. And magic begins to happen to us, and we have these experiences because we choose from this new space of, example, being happy. You can be happy, you can choose to be confident, we can choose a lot of different energies, a lot of different words. And we're making that shift, moving from a place of limitation and lack, because the law of the universe clearly states that whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling is drawn to you. So if you're feeling from this place of I'm not good enough, I don't belong, I don't fit in, guess what? The universe conspires to meet you, and it doesn't judge. This is good, this is bad, they don't want this. It's what we're placing our focus and our attention on. So that's the other big awareness that we want to create today, moving from our belief system of lack and limitation and that we're not okay. Show is about offering you tools and techniques to enable you to look at the world and your life from a new set of beliefs and from a higher state of awareness. So when you look at the world and what you desire, look at what you've got. Look at where you are. We've been given a set of beliefs that are not our own. What do I mean by that? Even though you have a thought of, I'm not okay, I don't belong, I don't fit in, this is a belief system that you've taken on as your own, when it really is from someone else's, such as maybe your parent, a teacher, priest, clergyman, whatever. It's truly not your stuff. All of these belief systems reside in the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is similar to a basement of your home. The subconscious consists of all these limiting thoughts and emotions that actually live below the surface. So the limiting beliefs can be released, but first we need to bring them up from the basement to create an awareness of them. And then from that space, we can choose to release them. One of the important things to remember is that we can only release, choose. Okay, so we have to choose in every moment, in every present moment, whether this is a thought or a feeling that we want to have going on inside of us. And this can only be done in this present moment. We cannot choose to let go of something in a past or a future. Those are really just a reason, right? All you have is a present moment, followed by another present moment, followed by another present moment. So all of those energies of worry and separation, those are all based on living in an illusion of the past or maybe the future. So bring yourself to the present moment. And when you release these subconscious limiting beliefs, you are left with your true divine essence. And your true divine essence is that you are love, pure and simple. You cannot not be love. You are made in the image and likeness of God. And basically, you've temporarily forgotten the love that you are. And you spontaneously know and remember the limiting beliefs of not being good enough or not being okay are thoughts and emotions that no longer serve you. And it's similar to a beach ball. If we take a beach ball and we submerge the ball, what happens? It continually pops up. Ball cannot be held down. It cannot be submerged in the water. And so it's similar with your thoughts and emotions. If you don't have the awareness of them, how can you possibly address them? So what happens is they keep coming up for you to see them. So we call this the shadow side, the other term maybe for that, right? The shadow side. So if we feel that we don't look at it, it's hidden, and we don't have to deal with it. And it's interesting because a lot of people that I work with, they say, well, I don't want to focus on the negative. I understand that. And also what we want to do is address that you're having a feeling that may be of a lower energy. And that once you have that awareness, then you can choose to move out of that space and into a higher vibrational energy. Okay, so if we allow that beach ball to come up, let's say the energy that we're holding down may be anger or shame or fear. It can be any emotion that you're connecting with. Let that come up. Let that be seen. And then from that place, you can ask yourself, remember, we're given free will. So you ask yourself, do I choose? Do I choose to be in that place of lack and limitation, that place of fear or anger? And if you want to let that go, you choose to, in this present moment, say, I no longer want to have these thoughts or emotions. Take a nice deep breath. And you let that emotion or that thought go. If you push that down, remember, it will come up again and again. And remember that people that push our buttons are our greatest teachers. Even though it may not feel like that at the time, right? Just see what buttons are pushed. Have that awareness. Because from that place, you can allow and you can move. You can say, okay, what is this bringing up for me? What emotion is this bringing up for me? And maybe that may entail journaling. Getting in touch with your inner feelings. Remember, this is your inner wisdom. So, at this point, let's just do a little experience. Let's have a clearing right now for you. So let's create an experience, a clearing, of your subconscious limiting beliefs that you've taken on as your own. Most people believe and they carry around other people's beliefs, thoughts, and emotions. And we actually think it's our own belief system when it's really not. We allow other people to live inside our bodies, whether it be in our thoughts or emotions. Very often it may be our parents or our teachers, priests, friends. Can be anybody. And it may have come from a well-intentioned place. They just wanted the best for us. And yet, it may not be our belief. And so, although they may be well-intentioned, we have come to the realization that they are not our thoughts. They live inside our bodies as if they are ours. So we can release other people's thoughts and belief systems. So right now, take three nice deep cleansing breaths. Remembering that the breath is the gift of life. Breathing in all that is good and pure. Good. Let's begin with a prayer and call in your higher self, the heavenly realm, and God, the Creator. Use whatever words or energies resonate with you. No need to get hung up on a word or an energy that I've used. Go within to see what resonates. Take another nice, deep, gentle breath. And getting quiet here. All healing we do in the name of God's love. We give thanks for this opportunity to release the binding beliefs that no longer serves us. Call in the presence of God, the universe, the angelic realm, and our guides in all that is healing and nurturing. We call on God to facilitate this healing and release for everyone in on this call. We give thanks for this opportunity to let go of binding beliefs that no longer serves us. Let that settle in. So now I'm going to walk you through a relaxation process. Imagine, if you will, you are standing under a waterfall of beautiful purple light. And just let that beautiful light enter at the top of your head through your crown chakra. And let it heal, release, relax. Let it flow through your neck and throat, your shoulders, your arms, down through your hands, into the palms of your hands, where you create a beautiful puddle of this beautiful purple amethyst light. And it goes through your heart center, down into your digestive center. The power center. Down through your hips, the legs, out the feet, the bottom of the feet, your soul, and into this beautiful lavender amethyst stream of light. Release any tension, any fear, and just let that flush from your system. So a beautiful healing and clearing can result just from this alone. Be with this nurturing, loving clearing and allow it to take place. Release in silence. And I'll leave you here in silence for about 10 or 15 seconds. Imagine you, the best of you, the truth of you. Now see yourself standing in a column of light. This light is pure love and pure goodness. To receive this light requires nothing. It's given to you because of your body, your performance, your ability, your gifts. It does not matter. Nothing you do or nothing you don't do. It's given freely. You can't increase this love by doing. You can't decrease this love by not doing. Again, it's just given freely. It's given internally. You stand in this light wholly and completely. Imagine, if you will, the best of you and the truth of you. Now check in with your inner compass. You see, there is a movie inside. It's like a little movie projector. And this is an ongoing belief system that you have running through your body. It's a feeling that you would like to work with today. Take this moment, breathe in. What would you like to let go of? Something that comes to you. No need to think about it. Many, many of us carry around these belief systems and these emotions in our body that limit us in some way. So whatever feeling you may be working with, let that be your focus and your intention. For me, what I'd like to call in for the majority, and we can use this, and again, you can use this application or this tool today, and then you can change it up moving forward with whatever energy you'd like to work with. Today, let's work with the energy of fear, letting the fear go. Now, we can release this fear with intent and visualization, whatever we put our intention on. And our attention on is what we can release. So we're going to work with intent and visualization. Why is visualization so important? I believe the subconscious mind works really well with visualization. Visualizations are so important because it gives the subconscious precise directions and instructions of what we want it to do. And the subconscious mind responds in orders and does what it is told to do. So I'm going to ask everyone that within them is someone else's fear, or whatever word you want to work with, anger, frustration, irritation. And we ask God to clear from our physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic bodies, other people's thoughts and emotions that have to deal with fear, anger, or frustration. Here is where you imagine yourself opening up like a hinged box to release this fear or this anger or frustration. Remember, allow yourself to imagine, just like a child might. Let go of the rational mind and just work with the visualization. So tune into the feeling of fear, if you can get in touch with it. What does it feel like? You can just kind of scan your body. Maybe like a cannonball, heavy and dense. Scan your body. See where it's located in your body. Is it in your gut? Can you lean over and release it? Dropping it down into Mother Earth, where it can be transmuted. Transmuted in love and light, just with that simple release. Or maybe it feels sticky. Feel the feeling of fear. See where it resides in your body. Maybe it's in your gut, maybe it's in your back or your shoulders. Feel what it feels like so that you can learn and have this greater awareness. Take a nice deep cleansing breath and ask God to lift it and to take it out and transform this limiting belief system that you have running through your body. Taking a nice deep cleansing breath. God's lifting it out. Feel it as if it's being released. It is not yours. You no longer have to feel the weight. Let it go. It's not yours, and it has no value to your healing. Now in this present moment, release it and send it to the light. Letting it go. Feel it and sense it. Direct it and let it go to be transmuted by the light. And as I connect with my own inner knowing, I'm feeling tension releasing from my shoulders. My right shoulder in particular. Maybe it's my own, or maybe it's a collective healing in addition. Take a nice breath and I let that go. I release it. This is a process. Check in with yourself. Are you 50, 60% done releasing? Stay with the visualization. Allow the light to transmute it. Taking a nice breath. Scanning your body. Until it's 100% cleared from your entire being. Take a nice deep cleansing breath. Maybe. And at this moment, take a moment and notice what you notice. Do you feel some lightness? Allow the experience of clearing to be complete.
Take a nice deep cleansing breath and bring yourself back into this space. And we thank everyone for joining us today for the show. It's been beautiful to have your love and your light. And we look forward to seeing you, whether you come for a session or just the show or check out the website, Kathy Bradley and the Angels. We welcome you and we wish you the best in all of your days and your present moments, smiles, laughs, joy, and bringing your new belief systems and remembering the love that you are. Thank you so much for coming. Blessings. Bye.